Beyzade.
Start the Gemara. Gemara asked the Kasha, "State in Osir the Locha Maloshan Gemara. Meisiv Rabune Barchia, also by Maimar ve Meis. Shni Ocholetzes veloy Misya Bemetz." So steht in the Mishnah, she's Ochiv shel Ahoya Boilo, my Reuven and Shimon and Levi. Reuven dies, and Levi is born, Levi cannot do Yibum. So the Mishnah, what would be if Reuven dies, and Shimon does Yibum, and then Shimon dies, so Levi can't do Yibum, not the Isha Reuven, and not the Isha Shimon, because she's Tzoras Elbe for shel Ahoya Boilo, my Zog the Gemara, but what would be if Shimon didn't do Yibum, Shimon just did Maimar? So b'meile, Eishas Reuven is Shelo Ahoya Boilomo, and Eishas Shimon is Potu Miyibum, because she's Tzoras, Eishas Ahoya Shelo Boilomo b'Maimar, but she needs Chalitza. Zog the Gemara, Meisiv Ravuna Barchia, also b'Maimar v'Meis, Shniyo, the wife of Shimon, Choletzes v'Lei Misya Bemetz, because she's Tzoras, Eishas Ahoya Shelo Boilomo, Yiduch Maimar. Time it over b'mayma. Ola over b'mayma. Shniyo nami yibum miyabma. So Levi could make yibum to Eishas Shimon. V'yamr es yesh zike. Av letzoras eish zorim shel Ahoya Boilomo bezike. Eishas Shimon. Val Eishas Reuven was skuka to Shimon. So now when Shimon dies, Eishas Shimon is tzoras eish zorim shel Ahoya Boilomo bezike. And b'meile, why you could do yibum to Eishas Shimon? Zog the Gemara. Omara be'u adi nafal gavdol yobot b'mayma. Shniyo omer letzchol tzor yibum ole miyabma.
So Maskonas HaGemore is, and Azei the Rashbo in the end of the Sugya is Masbir, that Ledidan de Kaimelon, she Yerzike, we that we pass in Yerzike, if we hold Yerzike, so if Reuven dies, even if Shimon doesn't do a Maima, and then Shimon dies, you cannot be Miyabim Eish Shimon, because she's Soras Eish Sorif Sheloim Bailom Bezike. I the Mishnah Shtei Davka if Shimon made Maimar, it's Lafuki mi Bechamai. Aber le Didan, that Mandomar Yezike, it's also Rafilu without a Maimar. Those are Shittas HaGemore. And we mentioned that the Meiri and the Magid Mishnah asked the Kashe, as the Rambam in Perek Vov Aloche Yudches brings down the Mishnah Kepshuta. Also bo Hasheni Maimar v'meis, Choyletzes v'loi misyamemes, Sheina Maimar koin yeginian gomu, k'mo isha b'yarmu. It's meduik in the Rambam, as he's meduik the Magid Mishneh, that the reason that Levi cannot marry Eishas Shimon is only because Shimon made a Maimar in Eishas Reuven. But without the Maimar, he could have done Yibu. Without the Maimar, he could have done Yibu. And the Shaila is why? Without the Maimar, he could have done Yibu. Why? L'chure, it's Eishas Sochiv, Shelo Ahoya Boilomo Bezike, Shipatris the Tzora Bezike, it's against the Gemara. Those are the Kasha from the Magid Mishneh, the Meiri by us, and the Meiri says, V'ez me'advorim ha-matmin, Shelo Yomdu bo yamefarshim, Sh'arayved lo yisigoy. Some say the Rambam is lav dafke, it's not mashma like that. He was matik the Loshon HaMishneh, they want to say. It's not mashma like that. Especially later, in different places, he's Meshane from Lashon HaMishneh. This is one Shaila. The same Kasha we have in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, is exactly the same case. Shloisho Achim, Shnaim Nesuim Shtei Achies, Ve'echom Nosri Nochris. Meis Echom Vibale Achies. So to the other brother that married to the sister, she doesn't follow Yibum, but she falls le Yibum to the Nasi Nochris. So the Mishnah says like this: Shloisha achim shnayim nesuim shnei achies ve'echad nasi nochris meis echad mibalei achies ve'konas nasi nochris es ishtoi harishayin ha'yoytze es mishum achis isha shniya mishum tzarasa also b'maimar ve'meis nochris chelez v'lei misya b'emes. So Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven, Shimon married the sister. Levi is married to Nochris. Reuven dies. So Levi goes and he makes a Yibum. So when Levi dies, Shimon can't do Yibum. Because he can't be Yabim Achrisish and he can't be Yabim Tzaros. But if Levi only did a Maimah, so then the Nochris is not Midyabemis because she's Tzoro B'Maimah, but she's Cheletzes. When Avdem Zog B'Gimore, Taimed Ova B'Maimah, Ola Ova B'Maimah, Nochris Yibum and Amim Yabim, Omar Abnachman, Zay Sameres and Zike, Ve'afilu B'chad B'Achet. Because if he has Zika, she's a Tzora B'Zika. So it's Mavur again in the Gemara that this Mishnah has to hold Ein Zika. Aber Leman Da'omar yes Zika, even without the Maima. And again, the Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Aloche Zayin, brings down this Aloche only with a Maima. These are the two stark Kashas on the Rambam. So it's different Drochim. Maybe we'll say, start with the derech from Reb Nochem. Reb Nochem says like this: Avade is mevur klor in the Gemara that leman de Omar Yezike, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven dies. Shimon doesn't do Yibum and he dies. Levi cannot meyabe meze Shimon because he's a tzoro bezike to the shirahoyo ba'ilamay. So why the Rambam is mashmitit and the Rambam holds only with a maimer, without a maimer not? Why the Rambam holds only with a Maimar, without a Maimar not? Zokter Hazay. Why be'etzem the Tzorah patters? We spoke yesterday already, Mavshach. It's a Matnazach. Tzorah's Elva patters. Here, I want to explain. The Yesod of Mavshach opened this, everyone is masking. The Sugi of Zike, without these Gemoras, means something else. You have a Yevama. So she's Ki'ilu, your wife, so you're not allowed to marry her mother. So the mother is not a really mother-in-law. She's a mother-in-law Bezike. She's a mother-in-law. She's a mother in Zike. She's not a real mother-in-law. She's a mother-in-law Bezike, a lower level of a mother-in-law. You're not allowed to marry that mother-in-law. The same thing, you're not allowed to marry the sister of your Yivamo. She's not a real Eishes Ach, Em Achus Isha. She's Achus Isha Bezike. She's not a real Achris Isha. She's not a real mother-in-law. By us, Reuven Shimon Levi, Reuven dies, Eishes Reuven is a real Shaloi Hayabai Lamoi. She's a real Erve. She's not an Erve Bezike. She's a complete Erve. She's a complete Erve. She's not Erve Bezike. She's complete Erve. No, us. Why she, now, Reuven dies, she falls to Yibum to Shimon, and Shimon did not do Yibum. When Shimon dies, you can't marry Eishes Shimon, because she was Tzoras, Eishes Orev Shalom Ba'ilomoy, Bezike. Not that Shalom Ba'ilomoy is an Erve Bezike, the connection is Bezike. The connection is Bezike. What she patters a Tzora, it's a connection Bezike. You have to be together to patter one each other. The together here is not a real together, it's a together bezike. And this is what patters. She's together bezike. What patters here that she's together bezike. Say that. So how you patter? You have to be together in the same house. So you're right, they're not mamish together. They're together in a level of bezike. It's a lower level. And that level, part is the Torah. The together in that level, part is the Torah. Right? This is the sugi. How we know that you pater? Litzroi. State that if you're together, you pater. This is enough to be together. You're right that they're not really together. They're only together bezike. But together bezike is also enough level to call it together to pater. That's in the sugi as a gemara. It's enough together to pater. The together bezike. Together bezike could pater. Zog Reb Nochem, this is good. If you learn Litzroi, if you're together, you pater. So you're together enough to pater. A lower level of together. But you're together enough to pater. But the Rambam brings down the Ptur from Tzora, not from Litzroi. The Ptufim Tzorah Lefi the Rambam is a different Rosh. Bais she'atoboyne miktsosoy atoboyne kuloy. Bais she'ein atoboyne miktsosoy ein atoboyne kuloy. It's Rebbe, it's a drosha from the Chesam Mut Beis. We don't learn out Litzroer, not from Olea. The Ptur Tzorah is Bais she'atoboyne miktsosoy atoboyne kuloy. Bais she'ein atoboyne miktsosoy ein atoboyne kuloy. Zogt Reb Nochem, if the Yesod is Baisha Ataboyne Miktsose Ataboyne Kuloi, the halacha is kilo. If you could build the Bais, so you build the whole Bais. And if you can't build one of them, you don't build the other one. Zogt Reb Nochem Azei. Here, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben dies, she falls to Zikah to Shimon. If you will decide, Levi, I'm asking you a shayla. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, three brothers are living together. Reuben died, then Shimon dies. Your brother Levi goes and marries Eishes Reuben. You are Yoitza Yibum for Shimon or not? Right, you are Yoitza Yibum or not? Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Reuben dies, Shimon is alive, Shimon dies. Shimon didn't do Yibum. Now Levi decides who he will choose. He chooses Eishes Reuben, first one. He was Yoitza Yibum for Shimon or not? Avad or not? If you ask him, what? Maybe she's a little bit anxious to face him, right? But for sure, you're not Yoitza Yibum for Shimon. Why? Because she's for sure not a full wife of Shimon. She's called Eishes Ames. Why is not Eishes to face him? Because Midei Raise, she's for sure considered Eishes Reuben. As a Zika to Shimon. If the drosha is Baishat Beine Miktsosei Beine Kuloi, then it works. But if you can't do Yibum to one, you can't do Yibum to the other one. Here, if I will do Yibum to Eishes Reuben, I will anyway not pater the Bais. She's not enough to pater the Bais. Only someone that could pater the Bais, you say, if I can't pater one, I can't do the other one. Val here, anyway, she's not the one that could pater the Bais, but maybe she can't pater the Tzorah. Argument is Tam Litzroy. If it's a connection, it goes from one to each other. So if it's a Yesod, if it's a connection, it goes from one to each other. So then you're right. If it's a connection, it doesn't go from one to each other. So B'meile, Val Zika is considered a connection. B'meile, it doesn't go one to each other. But if the Yesod has to be Baisha Atabayna Miktsose Atabayna Kuloi, Baisha Eina Atabayna Miktsose Dainu. If she's Rowi to building and I can't build, everyone I can't build. This is the Baisha Atabayna Miktsose Atabayna Kuloi, Baisha Eina Atabayna Miktsose Eina Atabayna Kuloi. Val here, if I will want to build, I can't build this one. She's not Roy to build. She's not a Roy to pater. She's not Roy to pater. This is the vote of Reb Nochem. Well, the Teret says, Yevomis is not going with Rabbi. Yevomis was going with Litzro Ve'Oleh. But the Rambam Mishuma decided to pass on like Rabbi. Already in the first we asked why he decided to choose Rabbi out of all the sugars and not going with Rabbi. He has answers. So Bemele doesn't have to be Chalmi Yashiv. Sugars of Bavli was going without Rabbi. He's passing like Rabbi. Bemele, the sugars of Gemara is not Negev. Sugars of Gemara is not Negev. This is Be'etzem, the plan of the Rambam. So Lefi them. Reuben Shimon Levi, Reuben dies, Shimon dies. The Fidei Rambam, you could marry Eishes Shimon, and the Zika doesn't shtel because a tzor b'tver b'per Zika will not disturb. Why? Because if you would want to marry the Yevama, she would not be a disturb. Someone that would, because she was not a kium of a bais, so she can't pater the whole bais. This is the Gladkeit in the Rambam. This is the Yishuv Be'etzem and the third Rambam that I was mitzayin. The Rambam in Perek Vov. Aloche Chofei, it's a very, very shver Rambam, especially if you do the sugyas and the flamet. The Rambam takes a new case. Three brothers, two married, two sisters. And one nochis, like the first case. Now look at the difference. The first case was, Reuben Shimon married two sisters and Levi is married nochis. Reuben dies. If Levi marries her, so when she falls to Shimon, she's Pato and Ganser. But if it's Bezikah, we said, if you think Gemara, so if Levi, Reuben dies, and then Levi dies, the Gemara says, Shimon cannot do Yibum to Eishes Levi because she's Tzoras And the Rambam said only with a Maimar. This is what we said till now. The Rambam says another case. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven married to one sister, Shimon to a second sister, Levi to an Ochris. Levi dies first. And then Shimon dies. Zog the Rambam, Reuven cannot marry Eishas Levi. Why? L'chura, Eishas Shimon is no Shaychus to him, she's an Erve. Eishas Levi falls to him. Zog the Rambam, because she's a Tzora Bezike to Shimon. And there the Rambam doesn't need a Maima. There the Rambam doesn't need a Maima. The Shaila, why there the Rambam doesn't need a Maima? As I freaked Rav Shach. The answer is, in that case, the Erve, Eishas Shimon, is if you will be Meyabim Eishas Shimon, you will do Yibum to Shimon. So she's considered inside the Bais. So while Bais she'ein atabayne miktsosoi, ein atabayne kuloi, she could part to the whole Bais. By us, when the Erve is the one that is sitting on the spot of the Zika, while that spot is not called a Bais, you can't say Bais atabayne miktsosoi, bayne kuloi. In the case of al perikvov aloche chofei, that ain't good inside, there is the opposite. The Zika is sitting outside, the Erve is sitting in the Bais. And while I can't do Baishin at the Bainu Miksasoi, ain't at the Bainu Kulay. That's the Cheshma Medas HaRamba. Rav Shach has another way to answer all these Rambams. I want maybe first to finish the Gemara. If we have time, we'll go back to see Rav Shach Take says it in a light way. Let me say first the Hemshach HaGemara. Eis Ve'abaye, the same Kasha again. But you can answer Lav Dafka. Shnei achim ba'olam, echod v'meis echod mehem b'lo yivlat. V'omad asheni lasis maimer b'yavimte v'lo yispik lasis b'maimer ad shenolad loyach v'meis. Harishoy no yoytzu mishumei zorim shnei ba'olamoi. V'shni ha'oi choyletzes o'i midyabemes. V'yamos yerzike hava leitzorash eishes ochim shnei ha'oi ba'olamoi bezike. Moro, mani rab meiri do'omar ein zike. Let me send the Gemara. Now we're going to learn Be'etzem, it's another chelik of the sugya of the Isur of Levatel Mitzvahs Yevamim. And well, it's a very gishmak in Noiset. It was Noiset that Loidubar by Kol HaTzoyrech, and we'll try maybe to open it a little bit. Frag the Gemara Hazei. Umi Savres Leile Rab Meir En Zike Votnan Arbo Achim Shnaim Mem Nesuim Shnei Achies V'meisu Four brothers, two married, two sisters. The Mesa and the Suim were Achios. Harielu Cholzes Volei Misyabmes. The Isal Kedaitoch. So Rab Meir and Zike, I mitrei Bati Kosi. Haile Yabim Chode, the Haile Yabim Chode. Why they can't do Yibum? Four brothers married two sisters. The two brothers and the sisters died. Everyone will choose one and give out it. Loilo Mein Zike. Mishum de Kosova, Rosu Levatel Mitzvahs Yevomim. Why, if you will marry one, Dilme, Adam Yabim, your brother, Mais Idoch, the other brother will die, and you will not manage to do Yibum to your second, to the second brother's wife, because she's Achris Isha. Vekobaltelo Mitzvahs Yevomim. So the Gemara is Mechadish Alibed Man de Omar in Zikechotch, that is the Isur Levatel Mitzvahs Yevomim. We saw it in Yudzayin Amud Beis also. The Gemara says, "Misayin aval mechaim loy my time in the Kosovar osur levatel mitzvahs yevamim." So you have four brothers married two sisters. The two brothers that married two sisters die. The third one can do yibum to one of them because if the fourth brother will die, he can do yibum v'chalitza to the second one. Mele he does chalitza v'manav shach. Worst comes to worst, the last brother will die. He will do chalitza also. That's in the Gemara. So it's nischadish that is a isur levatel mitzvahs yevamim. So Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, four brothers, the first two die, Levi cannot do Yibum because it's also Levatel Mitzvahs Yevamim. So let me get Leat Leat to Boyos. First the Shaila is, what is the gather of also Levatel Mitzvahs Yevamim? A person is not allowed to take his tzitzis and to cut the corner and to make it that he's not chayav with tzitzis? Okay, you're not allowed to? What? You have a tzitzis, you're not allowed to go to the corner now? I'm asking you, you have a tzitzis, you're allowed to go to the corner or not? Yeah, sure. Why? I was not a mitzvah. But why? Why the other way around?
This is for your brother to make.
Well, what's
it was there.
So now it's not there. Now it's not there.
Is that a mitzvah when you have?
You have a house. You have a house. You mechut to make a maike. You make it circle. It's always maike. You're not allowed to. You have a door. You chayev a mezuzah. You decide something. You're making shiputzim renovations. You break down the wall. Mevatel the mitzvah
mezuzah. There's a
chiyuv
to have.
It's an erve. It's no mitzvah. It's an erve. So there's two ways. We'll start that. One way, Rabbi Seinu said that the reason that is also levatel mitzvahs yevamim, as they state in the Tesis Rit, in the Ramban of Chof Zayin, because there's a shtickel zika. Even when the Omar in zika, zog the Tesis Rit, yesh kan ktsas zika. What's the pshat? The pshat is, be'etzem it started already. It's Epis HaShaychus, it started. While at Epis HaShaychus it started, there's Epis HaZika here, there's Epis HaShaychus here. So while it's Epis HaZika, it's Epis HaShaychus, so b'melei osu levatim, a b'luy etzuya will be no Zika b'chlal, so as Eve HaTalis, a b'val is a kind of connection here, b'melei is osu levatim. This is the simple answer. It was Ali Gizokt. It's a little different. But also, I want to start with a simple answer. The Meile Lemoshul, Rabban Kotler said, was a Maisa in Lakewood, big rash. A person was married to Isha. After they got married, they were very happy with the Shidduch. So the brother got engaged to the sister. Toch kedei de Shana Rishoyna, before the chasen of the second brother, the first brother got killed in a car accident. His wife was Mubaris. So now the shayla is like this. Be'etzem, the second brother can't go down to the chasana. It's a chois kukosui. So they will have to wait for another year. It's like Mori Mubaris. A chois kukosui, you're not allowed to marry her. Ba 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 ba. Right. A chois kukosui, the brother was married to the sister. So you'll break the engagement? No, it's simple. Enough about it. Reuven and Shimon, Reuven married Leah. Shimon is engaged to Rachel. Reuven dies. So now Shimon is not allowed to marry Rachel. No. Reuven dies. So Shimon cannot marry Rachel. She's a chois kukosai. So Rabban said, you're allowed to get married. Why? Why are you allowed to get married? A chois. Why are you allowed to get married? Because the issur of a chois kukosai is only when it's a zika. The issur of a chois kukosai, we pass in your zika. Meuberes, if you learn the beginning of Perek Revi, is Adin Ayin Olov. Meikar Adin Be'etzem, without Ayin Olov, the Gemara says that she doesn't have the vile Eish Esach. V'meile, Val is Ayin Olov, is no Zike. Aval is she has to wait. She's also to get married. But the Isur, when the Rabbanon made the Isur Kroives, is only when it's a Zike. Val now is not called a Zika. If the kid is born in the end, says Baal Mafreya, that she was never a Yavama. She had kids. The only tzad is that in the tzad that the kid dies in the end, so the Ma'i says she's Kukul Yibu. But the Torah says that Zika the Gemara state later on, it's an Ayin Olav. Val state the Gemara later on that it's an Ayin Olav. It's not called Zika. It's a Din from Ayin Olav. So there's no Issa from Achoy Skukosa. So they told Rabban, "Beseder, there's no achrayus kikosoi, but we pass it also levatam mitzvah sivamim." Meile, you're causing also levatam mitzvah sivamim. So the shayla when it's a roiv, but this is what they asked Rabban. So Rabban said, "It's not also levatam mitzvah sivamim, only when it's epes azike." But stamp to cause myself that tomorrow I can't do yibum. Does it nishkach yisal? Only when the zika started is a parsha for also levatam mitzvah sivamim. But when the zika didn't start, there's no isul levatam mitzvah sivamim. So even if I don't have any zika, the isul levatam mitzvah sivamim has to be epes aschole. Here, be'etzem, on the side that there's a baby, sochgonish, on the side that there's no baby, state in the gemara that it's a drosha for ayin olav. No state in the gemara later on. There's a parsha for ayin olav. But mele, the reason even that was a roiv, but the vow she has to wait, be'etzem you could be saying mechan roiv, but the din ayin olav, so that din of ayin olav that she has to wait, it's not a parsha of zikah, it's a new parsha that she has to wait to see what will happen. That's maskenas gemara. So you can't be saying mechan roiv because the din ayin olav. So enechnami al pi roiv she will have a baby. So al pi roiv she could get married. But the ayin olav says that she can't get married. But the ayin olav is not a parsha for zikah. It's a parsha for ayin olav. A chayis kukosi is only when it's a real zikah. When there's a parsha for ayin olav, there's no zikah. There's no also levatam mitzvah yivamim. This is the pashtus. It's not so pashut. It's a tesis gomish. The tesis in the sefer Nehor Shrage he asks the kasha maishno mitzitzis. And the tesis gomish and the achronim kler la'aloche lemaise. If Muberes is a Isuf and Achoyis Kukosoy, Chavilavim Ve'ese is a Isuf and Achoyis Kukosoy, it's a nice in the Achroinim. But I'm saying, for Tchila Sadvori, Frek de Gemore Akashe, Ve'i Ein Zike, if you hold Ein Zike, Tibatel, Do Rabbi Gamliel Omar Ein Zike, Umuto Levatel, Mitzvah Yevamim. If you hold Ein Zike, it says you're allowed to mevatel mitzvah sivamim. Or if you're Gamliel, that's not Gamliel. You mean afilu imi ano? Oimer imi ano? Mi ano? V'im lo imi ano? Tanti nat shetagdil v'teitza azem shemachus isha. So stay from Gamliel that she's allowed to mevatel. She's allowed to stay. Omar leid Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel karamis. לא יוכיק אמין, רב מי חייש אפילו לספייקה. רב גמליאל אפילו לבד אלי חייש. תדיב מן דלחויש אפילו לבד אלי חויש. מן דחייש אפילו לספייקה חייש. So state clear that Rabbi Gamliel holds that it's muto levatel mitzvah sivamim. So Rabbi Gamliel holds you're allowed to mevatel. Rabbi Meir holds you're not allowed to mevatel, and that's time you're not allowed to mevatel. He holds you have to be choishesh even to the tzad Shem Yom. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. So stop. But Meduik and Loshen HaGemara, when the Gemara came to ask a kasha, she didn't ask a kasha. Rabbi Gamliel holds you allowed to mevatel mitzvah sivamim. The Gemara's kasha is Ve'i Amris Ein Zike Tevatel. I hear maybe only Manda Omar Yezike holds also levatel mitzvah sivamim. But Manda Omar Ein Zike Mistama will hold like Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel Grada holds you're allowed to mevatel mitzvah sivamim. Rabbi Meir holds you're not allowed to. But it's Meduik and Loshen HaGemara Ve'Amris Ein Zike Tevatel. Ve'Amris Ein Zike Tevatel. The Hainu, it's easier to mevatel mitzvah sivamim lemanda omar ein zike for manda omar yes zike. Where is the Gemara? Ve'i amres. Look at that, Mendy. Ve'i amres ein zike tibatel. What is the Gemara's kasha? She's not asking Stam Akasha. Rabbi Gamliel holds you allowed to mevatel mitzvah sivamim. If you hold ein zike, so mistabe that you will hold like Rabbi Gamliel, then you're allowed to mevatel mitzvah sivamim. Mistabe you will hold like Rabbi Gamliel. We see in the Gemara that Lemando Omar in Zike is leichter to understand that you'll be allowed to mevatel mitzvah sivamim. Why? Why to be leichter to understand that you're allowed to mevatel mitzvah sivamim? Oh, so I'm saying mevur klor in the Gemara. But the svarot I was saying here before, what is the difference? Your brother Nebach mitzvah lehakim shev, no svarot. Shteid in the Gemara. That is a svore that val is a psazike is a chibur to mevatel that chibur is nishgut. Zog the Gemara, aber leman do omar in zike I want to say nishtaze, and I have a raya for Rabbi Gamliel. I have a raya for Rabbi Gamliel. I have a raya for Rabbi Gamliel. So we see that The Lashon HaGemara in the Kash is, V'yamres ein zike tibata. V'yamres ein zike tibata. But mashma only because ein zike tibata. L'man omar yeh zike, was leichter to the Gemara than is also levata mitzvah yivamim. But chosh l'man omar ein zike, is a svara hazeh. Chosh l'man omar ein zike. Say, but now let me get good. I want to ask to say here a chidush. But let me boy is the chidush. The Gemara said that is also levatel mitzvah sivamim. Yeah, also levatel mitzvah sivamim. As I say in the Gemara, also levatel mitzvah sivamim. So what is the case of the Gemara of also levatel mitzvah sivamim? Four brothers, two married, two sisters. Two married, two sisters. Now, you want to go to marry one of them. They tell you, no. You can't marry one of them. Why? Maybe your brother will die. And then you can't do yibum. So you mevatel mitzvah yivamim. So maybe do chalitza. Zog Rashi, and after one of them did yibum, so then lechura the Osman also could. After one of them did chalitza, let the Osman to do yibum. Zog Rashi, akzeire the rabbonon, divim yavim bereisha. And this is what Taisa says in the first sentence. I want to ask you a shaila. I think it's a starke kasha. Why the Gemara says four brothers, two dies, the third one can do yibum, maybe till the other brother will do yibum, he will die. Till Ebemele will be no one to marry the second wife. Why the Gemara has to say that? Lama Zogun is no chash that the other brother will die. Shalom. Lama Zogun is no chash that the other brother will die. Oh, but if you do Yibum, how much mitzvah Yibum you could do? One or two? Only one. Who will do Yibum for the other one? The other brother. So you mevatel a mitzvah from yourself. If you do Chalitza, you could do Chalitza to both. If you do Yibum, you could only do Yibum to one. I'm about to the mitzvah in Ganzen for me. Man, what's that? What? It's achusisha, he can't. It's achusisha, it's a erbe, she's potu. It's no mishlich hasayu. It's no mishlich hasayu if I marry one. If I'll do chalitza, I'll explain. If I'll do chalitza, I can do chalitza to both. Mishlich hasayu, I'll do it for both of my brothers. Again, if I'll do chalitza, I will do for my brother will do for mishlich hasayu. But if I do yibum, she becomes a erbe, and then I only have one mitzvah. The Rabbonons, the Rabbonons. Again, I'm asking again. The Gemara, I want to wait to Chiddush Gadol. The Gemara is saying that the reason they don't let me to do Yibum because maybe my other brother will die and one second lady will be stuck. I'm asking on them. If I do Chalitza, so I do Chalitza to this one, I do Chalitza to the other one. I, my brother, so first, I'm taking care of myself, but more from that, Medin Shluchasayu, Kiilu, I'm doing for my brother. Now that I'm doing Yibum, I'll do Yibum only for one. State in the Gemara, and I want to say a Chiddush. State in the Gemara, that the reason of Asur Levatel Mitzvahs Yevamim is not because you're causing yourself to have less mitzvahs in the world. It's because the mitzvah is Lehokim Shem Lehokiv, and Bemele, your brother will not have a Hakom Hashem.
Chalitza,
he doesn't have a Hakom Hashem. Chalitza, Kilo, we
said,
Kilo, you married her. Is a Hakom Hashem? We said already. All in Yonim, Chalitza is Nizkai, Mabad. La mitzvah and the level of Yibum, but Avada it's a Kilo. Let me get that. I want to say dvarim niflaim, but let me to build an up mesudah. Bemele, if lo yitzu, I know for sure, Elio Anovi tells me, my brother will live, I will do yibim to one, he will do yibim to the second one. Bemele, the kasha from the whole shreige from Talis doesn't start. Shreiches Talis. The Talis needs Arba Tzitzis. The shreiches. I'm allowed to cut the tzitzis bis morgen. Who needs tzitzis? I'll give you a moshul. You're not allowed to shecht in yontif. Because then you don't, you're not allowed to mechasa the dam. Okay, there may be your oynes. But that's the idea. Why? Because Hashem wants the dam to be mechusen. You're not allowed to cause yourself that dam will not be mechusen. You're not allowed to cause yourself that dam will not be mechusen. Rebbe Ochber said that there's no mitzvah abo be'aveir and yibum because there's a mitzvah shetachlis. Remember, we said Rebbe Ochber. He said, why balu konus, noch mitzvah abo be'aveir? So Rebbe Ochber, and a mitzvah that the tachlis is a mitzvah. Rebbe Ochber said it. That this mitzvah here is not the mitzvah to do rotzen Hashem. Then you say, mitzvah abo be'aveir. The tachlis is a bi'a komas Hashem. V'yesh a komas Hashem. So you don't say mitzvah abo be'aveir. As Rebbe Ochber gizogt. So b'meile, val, if my brother will do it, it's no chisor. I think it's a davar poshut. And mele, the kasha from the Oshraga is nishlemes. It's no kasha from Talis. Aber azay, I want to go to the next chelik. Teisus fregt a kasha. What michoishesh, your brother will die. Zog teisus vim toimar, vo rabonan lemisa leichoshu. The lesson she matkin lo isha acher is shem atomus ishtoi. You start to learn masech to yume. Rab Yudah holds, what's the sign of the wife of the Kohen Gadol will die? But I say, hopefully, well, she will not die. I have Zaynish can avoid this Yom HaKippurim. We don't have to be choishish that something like that will happen. So Frank Tehi says, what is the chshash? Shema, your brother will die. And what will happen there? I want to explain. It takes less time bringing a Gemara. All of the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur will not be done. Yeah? All the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur will not be done. Frank Tehi says, not one mitzvah sibum. The ganze avoid of Yom Kippur when you say. Not choishish to that. But mitzvahs yibum will not die. You choishish to that. As I frank Tehi says. So Tehi says, dear, it's one day. Here the pshat is, it'll take 2 years till you will do Yibum, and your brother will wait another 10 years. The man is no limit of time, the man will be choishish. Stays as terrors. But Yom Kippur, 2 days, for the Isvas, one of them, Zman Rubin, Zman Muhet, days goes by to be the Cheshbainas. But that's the stays as terrors in the Kashi. This is the stays as terrors in the Kashi. Frekt Reb Nochem, 3 lines, and Chidush Reb Nochem. He doesn't understand this is Kashi Bichlal. We don't have to be choishish that the Kohen Gadol will die in Yom HaKippurim. We don't run the world. The Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. This is in Yom Kippur. Masha'ein can by us, I went and I married one of the Yevamis and I caused myself that I can't do mitzvah sibu. I was mevatel the mitzvah sibu. No vas. I'm hoping that my brother will take care of it. But I was mevatel already the mitzvah. Maybe here I have to be choishesh shema yomus. Maybe here I have to be choishesh shema yomus. There I didn't do nothing bad. I have to start to be choishesh. Not in charge. Here, not me, not in charge. We don't let you to do it. Avada, we have a chashash that someone will die. But because of that, I have to start to marry people. To start to get married to people because maybe someone will die. But if you want to ask me if I'm allowed to go and marry one of them, I'm not allowed to go because maybe someone will die. So Reb Nochem, v'hamuchach sh'teisus lo yechosh mukim. So this Reb Nochem, I chob ha'givaldi kesvore, aber v'hamuchach sh'teisus lo yechosh mukim. What is the answer? The answer is, if you learn stam bitum mitzvah yevamim, so Reb Nochem is asking a good kasha. But if we said there's no isur levatel mitzvah yevamim, when there's a mitzvah is a tachlis, you can't cause that the tachlis will not happen. I didn't cause nothing that the tachlis will not happen. The vile the tachlis is here. Reb Nochem looked at it, I was already mevatel the mitzvah. No vos, I hope my brother will help me. So Nochem, mechtes, you can rely on your brother. Not relying on my brother. Call Zman, someone is alive here, I was not mevatel the mitzvah. Reb Nochem Kilo says, here I already did an isu. I was mevatel the mitzvah. I hope my brother will take care of it. Mechtes, you're not mevatel the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only calls man that the tachlis of his battle, this is also a battle. The Valch Golish Gitan? The Valch Golish Gitan? You're right that I did epis. But Reb Nochem Svara was, here already I did the Isu, no boss, I'm relying on my brother to fix it. Who said you can rely on your brother to fix it? There you didn't do a Isu. Here also you didn't do a Isu. But it's not. There's no problem. My chance is not a chisaron. The vote is to mevatel the tachlis. I didn't touch the bitul. I made it small. I made so what? But I was not mevatel the tachlis. Reb Nochum looked. I was mevatel a mitzvah. But if someone will do it, how you learn before I answer? If someone else will do it anyway, not everyone can do it. It's not such a problem. I mean, in the end, if no one did it, you're bad for yesterday. You're not bad for yesterday. Yesterday was no bitul atachlis. The issue is not the bitul amitzvah. I want to go one more step. Listen carefully. As a gemara and daf chavov amud beis, when they were learning perik arba achim in yeshiva, it was around Rosh Chodesh Adar by Reb Nochum, they were holding chavov amud beis. Shteidot in the gemara as a case. Your brother is married to two ladies, and your brother dies. Now you have to do yibum. So how much you have to do yibum? How much you do yibum? Your brother is married to two ladies. You do what? So you decide he's married to someone Cohen and someone Levi. He has two families. He decides, you know what? The first one I will marry her sister, and I'll do yibum to the second one. I'm allowed to or not? Rashi states he's allowed to. My brother has two wives. I have to do yibum only to one of them, right? So I want to marry now the sister of the first one. I'll marry the sister of the first one. Yibum I'll do to the second one. Yibum I'll do to the second one. Zogt Rashi is no problem. Forget Rashi learned that this is the whole tachlis of the sugya there. As I Rashi learns Arba Achim Shteim Nesuim, Rashi learns this is the picture of the sugya from Arba Achim. Chavam Amud Beis. One brother dies, married two, he has two wives. I marry one, the sister of one of them. And then the whole story goes, more people die, then Arba Achim becomes complicated. But if you Rashi, this is the beginning. Frek Teisves, also, Darim Evatel Mitzvahs Yevamim. Array, if the other wife will die, he's stuck. As I Frek Teisves, when he says Rashi is wrong. Aber Rashi steht nicht das. Rashi steht nicht das. As I Frek Teisves and Rashi. Again, I want this case to be very clear. A brother dies with two wives. I want to marry the sister of one of them. And I'll do Yibum to the second one. Zogt Rashi, no problem, I'm allowed to. Frek Teisves, how are you allowed to? You mevatel mitzvas Yevamim. Why? The other one will die, you're left with no one. Also levatel mitzvas Yevamim. So in the shir was sitting Reb Meir Levitz, Reb Libor Finkel. I heard this message from both of them. And they told Reb Nochem that they don't understand the Teisves. What is the tzushtel to bitul mitzvas Yevamim to our sugya? There, when he married the sister of the first one, he checked Efes the Yibum? No. He's a Yavam, the Yavama stays a Yavama. The brother had 20 choices, now he has one. It's a problem. Someone has 20 to love him, now he has 10. It's a problem. What? He did no problem, he did something wrong. Your brother has a Yavama, I'm a Yavam, we stayed. Has more choices, that's less choices. So he's 100%. What did he do? Masha'en can by us, this is what he asked him. By us, when he marries one of them, he's mevatel the mitzvah from the second one. Arba achim nesuim shtei achis. When Levi marries the first one, he was mevatel the mitzvah from this one. No, boss, he's relying on his brother. You can't rely on your brother. But he did a ma'isa bitul. When Chazal say osu levatel mitzvah yevamim, has to be a pe'ula of a ma'isa bitul. Has to be a pe'ula of a ma'isa bitul. By us, they did a ma'isa bitul. There, they didn't do a ma'isa bitul. So what Teisves? As they Muslim miyashiv Rashi. This is what they asked on Teisves. What Teisves wants from Rashi to say that it's also to do it? It's mutter to do it. Because they didn't chep no mitzvah. By us, they chep the mitzvah. By us, they chep the mitzvah. So Reb Nochum had a lot of anoy and a lot of chalishes hadas that he didn't think about it. Why he didn't say it in Shir? So the answer is that Reb Nochum is a shitosei by us. That Reb Nochum doesn't understand what Teisves wants by Yom Kippur Gornish Gitan. But here when you mevatel a mitzvah, you can rely on someone else. So Teisves, Reb Nochum is Shitosi that doesn't understand what Teisves Medam Yom Kippur Tar Suge. By us he did an Avli, he was Mevatel HaMitzvah. He wants to rely on someone else. Shema Yomus. There he didn't do no Avli. This is Reb Nochum. So maybe he's right. Here Taki he did an Avli. In Arba Achim he never did an Avli. But we answered it's not the pshat. Rashi and Rashi tastes by us also. Doesn't learn like Ibn Ochim. Tesis learns like we are saying pshat. Also levatel mitzvahs yevomim is to mevatel the tachlis. To mevatel the tachlis. And b'meile by us he was never mevatel the tachlis. Because a brother is alive. So what is the isu? So what is the isu by us to marry one of them? No, what is the isu? I'm not mevatel the tachlis. What? So what is the getter of the isu? I'm not mevatel the mitzvah. And that, the Isur Levatel Mitzvah Yivamim doesn't mean to shut a mitzvah. What is the Isur Levatel Mitzvah Yivamim? To smaller the chance. Very good. The Isur is to smaller the chance. The man that tastes the Shittosoy, Frecht and Perik and Davchavav and Mudbeis, I'm smallering the chance.
The ways are different.
It's no difference. Again, they learn Pshat that is the Isur Levatel. Because if my brother will do it in the end, so mach nicht tois. Frank Ibn Nochem, so who said I could rely on Shema Yoms? But made a deer, he was never mevatel a mitzvah. We have to say that the gather of Yisro Bittel Mitzvah Yivamim, Ibn Nochem Be'etzem is going with a lumbus. That also levatel mitzvah has to be that I'm mevatel a mitzvah. I'm mevatel now a mitzvah. Also levatel mitzvah Yivamim. I'm mevatel now a mitzvah. What? Shema Yom? No, it's not Yisro levatel the mitzvah. No shaykh is a tzitzis. The Yisro when there's a mitzvah, there's a tachlis, you can't cause that that mitzvah will not be done. You can't cause that that mitzvah will not be done. So Kozman is another brother, I didn't cause that a mitzvah that has a tachlis will not be done. Because the tachlis vital can be done. It's not my mitzvah. The ikar is that I'm a vatel. The ikar is that I'm a vatel the tachlis.
You wouldn't marry the sister,
you
wouldn't
do
Yibun to one anyway.
Wait, my husband,
do
Chalitza the ball.
If you
wouldn't
marry
the sister,
she's the only
do Yibun to one. What do I do? What? If you wouldn't marry the sister, she's the only do one thing. It's not going to be bad. You wouldn't do anything anyway. Right. But the answer is, but he's smaller the chances. By marrying a sister, now the chance of someone will die has less chances. This is the easy. Right. We don't need to make you. This is the answer. By us, you understand that by us, he's mevatel the mitzvah. There, he's only mevatel the chances. So you're asking a kasha, here is the mitzvah, there's the chances. How are you allowed to? Because no tachlis. No tachlis. But if you're not allowed to, Shmuel and Reb Nochem on them you're allowed to, because there's no Isur b'chlal, you're not mevatel a mitzvah b'chlal. Reb Nochem understood the Iker Isur is a bitul of a mitzvah. No, if someone else will do it, so Meile has no bayah, but the Isur is bitul mitzvah. Meile asked, here is the Isur, there is no Isur b'shem ayomus. But Meile he understood in the case of Rashi. But Avad Chosh b'das Rashi, we have a Teretz. So we have enough Kibin Lemaise. We have the same case of Ar Gemara, which is instead of two brothers and two sisters, we have one brother and two Yevames, and he's marrying a sister. We have Machlekes Rashi and Tesis Chavav Amud Beis. If it goes into the parsha of also Levatim Mitzvah Sivamim, or it doesn't go into the parsha of Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim. Lama Mamshach the Tesis. Frek Tesis Veim Toima. ולך לא יצחת, והודו ליה במידוך, דסו לקה למיחש לביטול יבומים. פרק תסס, רשיס קשה. פרק תסס, רשיס קשה. You're right that if I'm a Yabim, the first one, I'm causing ביטול מיצס יבומים, let me to do חליצה to the first one, and the second brother could do יבום, because there's no מוכשה של ביטול מיצס יבומים. The first one can't do Yibu, maybe the second one will die. Let the first one to do Chalitza, and the second one will do Yibu. So it takes the first Teretz like Rashi, the Gazrin and Dilma Osi Liyabim Bereisha. Abanar Teizit brings down a second Teretz, B'Shem Derivon. And this is a Medrash Pliya. V'Rivon Piresh, B'Shem D'Beshas Nefile, Loichozu Tarvayu. Kol Zman Sheloichol Atzleachas. Nesro. Nesro. Frag Teisus, v'koshe lepirushoi, da'oysa shenof lo t'chilo t'ishtori, ki chol atz l'shmiye, da'ay nivom shehutro v'nesro, tachzo l'tei ro'a rishoi, zayti ki kashe. But first, the Teretz of the Rivon. What is the Teretz of the Rivon? What is the teretz of the Rivon? Ari, what is the teretz of the Rivon? Zog the Rivon, why the first one can't do chalitze and the second one will do yibum? Zog the Rivon, because Vail, Kozman, the first one, could not do chalitze, you were not allowed to do yibum. So she's Nesra. She's Nesra. She's Nesra. And here Rabbi Seinu asks a starke, starke kasha. What Teis is saying a chidush? What Teis is saying a chidush? Teis is saying that why the halacha is that both have to do chalitza? You're right that the first one can't do yibum. Why the first one can't do yibum? The first one can't do yibum is because if he will do yibum, maybe his brother will die. And if his brother will die, he can't do yibum. Memeli was mevata mitzvah yibumim from the second brother. He can't make him shem to the second brother. But let the first one to do chalitza and the second one to do yibum. Zog Teises, b'shem derivon, while before the first one did chalitza, I could not do yibum. So b'meile, even after the chalitza, is nesra. It's nesra. Freg the welt, it doesn't stim to the holy of Amnes. This is called nesra. We saw Teises in that base. If a yevama is nida, b'shas de nefila, she's nesra. If a yevama falls in Yom Kippur, it's nesra. So why here us? I could do yibum. Also levatim is a zivamim. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Also levatim is a zivamim. What's taych is the nesra? It's Yom Kippur dik. This is called. What is the difference? Well, again, Reuven and Shimon dies. Levi and Yehuda want to do yibum. Beikar Adin they could do yibum. No, but if Levi marries Eishes Reuven, the melech he can't be yavim Eishes Shimon. No, so Yehuda will do it. Shemar Yavus. Also, the Vatim Mitzvah Yivamim. So, Levi does Chalitza. Now, Yudah can do Yibum. You read that before Levi did Chalitza, Teishas Ruven, Yudah cannot do Yibum, Teishas Shimon. But before Levi did Chalitza, it was Nesra. What was Nesra? The lady is also to him. He's allowed to do Yibum to this lady. What is the whole Yisrael? Also, the Vatim Mitzvah Yivamim. It's worse than doing a B in Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is Nesra. We said every Yevam is also Oven is also B'tashmish Amita. So every Yevam is also B'tashmish, right? Because when the husband dies. What? Shaila is because for sure become Mutah. We explained the Lomdus is because Bechefza is not a Yisu. We scare off in all the Lomdus. What's up? We have the Mechadash Kiddush already. The Pashtus of Vada is no Shaykhus than Esro. But it's no Shaykhus than Esro. The lady is Mutter. I'll ask you a Shaila. What would be if he would not listen to us? And he will do Yibum, but it would not be Chal? The guy will 5-5 also Levat and Mitzvah Sivamim. The guy is not Choshish to also Levat and Mitzvah Sivamim. He's not Makbid on this cloud so much, yeah? He goes away to a place that is no mir. He's not choishes la osu levata la mitzvah. And he did a maisa beer. He was not koine. He's not. Avada is koine. So fregen der achroine. Him steht der ganze Yisayt in Teisus. And Teisus only asks as a zaitike kashe. Teisus fregt about the first brother that died. Then she was muta to do yibum because it's not osu levata mitzvah zivamim. Only when it's two. So it's Hutro, Venesro, Vechosro, Vehutro, Tachzor, Leteira, Rishon, Nachlekes Rashbo, and Rambam. So, Zog Reb Nochem, steht in Teisus HaYesoid, that the Osur Levatim Mitzvahs Yevamim, it started from Osur Levatim Mitzvahs Yevamim. Aber Chazal gave it Hashem. Dehainu, they didn't leave it to the Olam to decide if the Erlach and there will be Mevat or Mitzvah Sivamim or not. Pashas you can learn Erlach. This is the Pashas. It's not Erlach to do it. No, it's not Erlach. Val is also Levat or Mitzvah Sivamim. So Chazal took away the Heter Yibu and they made an Isur Eishasach. We have to know why. Right? And Brera. It is no different way to learn Teisus. There's no different way to learn Teisus. The Shaila, why Chazal had to do it? But again, Muzayin in Teisus, again, in the Rivon, Muzayin to learn Pshat in the Rivon, that the Sugya from Osu Levat and Mitzvah Yevamim, I want to explain to you. Yitzhak, I want to explain to you. I saw here, I heard two people when I was saying the Maisa from Rebaram. So I heard two people here. The guys, they were asking, no, also the Vatam is a Sivam. So Rebaram was not Choshesh to it. No. That guy was Mevatam much more mitzvahs. Yeah, I'm saying some Rabban in Thailand that she doesn't want to make him Shem. It's a schus. I'm not going out to the Chitboyim. For different reasons, they're already engaged, you know. Also, the Vatim is a Sivamim. So, because of that, you know, I'll say the Kash, like, one of the Gdolim, when we had an argument, one of the Gdolim tied it like this. There was a whole Maisa, some came to Rabbah, and they said, also, the Vatim is a Sivamim. They came out against the Psak from Rabbah. So, the answer is, he said, well, there's no Zikas also. This is them is the answer. So, one of the Gdolim in America said, Rabbah holds to break a Shidduch is more worse from the Vatim is a Sivamim. To begin those. The answer is, this is if you don't know this Reb Nochem. It's Eish Yisach. It's not in Yonim. I'm trying to say. It's not that someone doesn't listen to us. He didn't listen to us to Levatim Mitzvah Sivamim. Reb Nochem is saying, Chazal made Eish Yisach. It's Eish Yisach now. This is the noise of the sugya. The noise of the sugya is in the Rivon. Not the pshat, I'm not allowed to do it because I'm Levatim Mitzvah Sivamim. No, also Levatim Mitzvah Sivamim. Chazach Mitzvah Levat, I'm not Mekayim. Chazal said that what? Eish Yisach de Rabbanon. Eish Yisach de Rabbanon. Not the Reise. Eish Yisach de Rabbanon. But the main of the pshat is a nesro. Again, the shayla who told it to the Rivan? Mechateis the Rivan to zogin as a pshat. But does it give in the chiddush in the Rivan? This is the zog of the Rivan. As pas do a nesro. It's not a din of osu levat and mitzvah sivan. We'll stop here.